Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are kids in this world who are different. Special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate.
Cyrus, is that... is it really you?
It's really me.
Well, at least she remembers your name.
Casey?
I can't believe you're here.
Clearly.
How did you... when did you... why are you so tall? You look good.
I'm glad to see you, Brinley.
Glad to see me? Get over here, you! I was so worried about you.
I was pretty worried about you, too.
Is it just me, or is he not giving the full hug back?
That's enough, Casey.
Hi, Cyrus Sanders.
Hello. I'm Jude. I'd get up, but still recovering from minor surgery.
I remember you from the tour.
Right. I've heard quite a lot about you from Brinley.
Interesting. I haven't heard anything about you.
Wonder why.
You! Did you plan this?
Plan what, Alaska?
You go to Juno and try to take over my life like some weirdo stalker, and then you come back here with no warning just in time to make sure...
make sure we landed on this big pile of rocks at the exact moment you happened to be kissing someone other than Cyrus. Who came to save you, by the way?
I'm not talking to you.
Except you definitely are. You know you sound more bonkers Magoo than usual, right?
Please stay out of this.
I'm just saying, we didn't even know Brinley was here, and certainly not with Jude.
Got it, life stealer.
I did not try to steal
Cyrus,
your life.
Look, I know this isn't what you were expecting. Not what I was expecting either. But I am so happy you're here. You have to know that.
Yeah, I know, Brinley. I'm happy you're okay.
Okay? I wouldn't go that far. Because everything that's happened since you went on that tour, since they lured me to the school, was one big plan hatched by...
the headmaster, I know, and this person is clearly dangerous and deranged. So, if you and your boyfriend are smart...
he's not my boyfriend!
Whatever. If you're smart, you'll leave with me.
Yeah, I can't do that.
And neither can you, Cyrus.
What?
One look at Jude Lee here, and you've conveniently forgotten. Mila! You promised you'd help me find her?
Here we go. Mila, Mila, Mila.
This isn't about her, Brinley. And what do you mean you don't want to leave? Is it because of him?
No, you insecure boy! It's because my mom is here. Somewhere.
What are you talking about?
She's the headmaster.
What? Brinley,
so you can swallow your bruised ego and try to help me solve this mess, Skyris.
Skyris?
Or you can turn yourself around and go right on home.
Is it just me, or does the sea seem...
a little cranky? Yeah, it gets like that sometimes.
Do you think it has something to do with those rumblings we felt before?
Maybe. You know something, don't you? About who I am? What I am?
Maybe.
So, was it aliens? Am I from another planet?
Pretty sure no.
Okay, then what? I'm from the future?
I seriously doubt that, too.
Fine. I was born in a laboratory as a part of a secret experiment to give kids superpowers, and I'm the superpoweriest. What do you mean,
That was a pretty specific guess.
Wait, am I right? Is that real?
Kind of.
I don't understand. What about my mom? Is she part of the experiment too?
Pen, if you really were a part of this experiment, then I have a feeling that your mom isn't really your mom.
Oh. I should probably see if Jude is okay.
Wait! Stop! Pen, don't move!
What is it?
By your foot. That's a power line.
Why is there a power line on this pile of rocks?
Must have been jarred loose from somewhere during the earthquake.
Is it live?
Hang on. Oh, it's live all right. That would have definitely given you a jolt.
But it didn't affect you.
It tickled a little.
A live wire. Tickled.
Yeah. See, the reason I know about the experiment, it's called Gen A Serum, by the way, and we're not so affectionately called WitKids.
WitKids? The battery. Because electricity...
is my co-pilot.
And your superpower.
I prefer to think my real power comes from my charming personality and incomparably dry wit. But yes, I'm coolly cool with the zappy zaps. And I want to help you figure out what makes you different and special.
Good luck. I'm never even awake for it. It's like I feel this wave, and suddenly a curtain goes down, and when I wake up, they tell me I was sleepwalking or in a trance or something.
The door. It opens, it closes. I heard you say that once or twice.
I don't know what it means.
It means we need to do some research of our own. If you're game.
Depends. What do you have in mind?
Give me your hand. It won't hurt, promise. But you may feel a little... buzz. Come on.
Okay. I don't feel... Ah! That was a little buzz?
Sorry. Been a little extra buzzy lately. This is how I learned to control my abilities when I was younger. So first, close your eyes and concentrate.
On what?
On everything. And nothing.
Helpful.
Just focus on what you're feeling. On the power in your own body.
Nothing's happening. I don't think.
Maybe a little more zap.
What's supposed
there.
To...
Oh my gosh! I think you just opened... Well, Remy called that a portal. Pen?
Door.
Oh boy.
It opens.
Do you even know what we had to do to come down here and save you?
Save me? I'm the one who came down here to save you first.
After I came down here to get answers for you about your mom.
I never asked you to do that.
I didn't ask you either.
Yeah, well, you know what else I didn't ask for?
Casey, what do you say we give them a moment to get sorted?
Kinda enjoying this, Jude. Could use popcorn, though.
Why'd you go to Juno, Casey?
Whoa, how'd this spin to me?
What were you doing with Cyrus?
She wasn't... with me. I mean, yes, we were together on the hoverboard, but...
This is rich, Brinley. Considering you were just smushing face with our student body president.
That's it. I'm gonna...
Enough. I tried to stay in sleep mode, but I've heard enough.
Cybot? You're here?
Oh, hello, Cyrus Anders. Lovely to see you again.
You too. What's the problem?
The problem, as usual, is humans. It looks like I will have to be the voice of reason, mostly because I was programmed as such. With your voice, by the way.
He was.
Don't you dare gang up on me, Cyruses!
Brinley, Cyrus, you care about each other.
Oh, please!
Well,
you do. It's the reason you created me, Cyrus. To quote, look out for Brinley when you couldn't, end quote. However, I'm sure it was unpleasant to see Brinley smush her face on someone else's face.
Cybot!
Apologies, I am just stating the facts. We don't have time to get hung up on who was kissing whom and who came to rescue whom. And I think...
Cybot, kindly make your way back into sleep mode. One annoying know-it-all Cyrus is enough.
This is so typical.
Excuse you?
Cyrus flew from Alaska to Florida on a hoverboard with a very unfortunate pit stop in Minnesota for you.
I don't need you to defend me.
He's talked about you and only you since the moment I met him. It is disgusting how much he cares about you. And you are the most selfish, ungrateful
Please,
little—
Please, don't get involved, Katie.
Ugh, whatever. Maybe you two deserve each other.
Did you say Katie? You're Katie now?
I've always been Katie. K-A-D-Y. That's my name. Katie. And your initials are K-C.
Yeah?
So? No.
It can't be.
I'm sorry, are you talking to yourself, Alaska?
This doesn't make any sense. You—
Emergency. Emergency. Emergency.
What is it, Cyborg?
Electromagnetic waves are measuring off the chart. Take shelter.
Whoa. Shelter?
Whoa.
Where?
Earthquake!
GZM shows Imagination Amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.